You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm trying to hold back this feeling.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on a hump day. Hump away. There you go.
You ever put this on with your lady and she don't get the reaction that you're looking for?
Right.
I would like.
Pretty clear.
It's pretty clear, woman.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to, put it on, you put the rose petals, and she asks you, why you do this? What's this for? That means, bro, she fed up.
Because she knew what you were trying to do. She just not into it. What a deflate. That's like giving up a kickoff return to start the second half.
Gotta be.
Just deflating. Arch used four different metaphors to describe what that feels like, too. But it was a gut punch, kick in the nuts, hole in the balloon.
Yeah. all that.
Yeah, it was. It was all that. I thought we were having a little moment the other night. We got the kids to bed early. Right. You know, it's all decked out for Christmas in there. So it's got the nice lights.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch. I don't know. I was watching Sunday Night Football or something like that. And she, you know, came. And I think maybe it was. But she came in too hot with that knee.
Oh, no.
Bow. I hadn't had a good one like that in a long
time. Man.
Oh, man. You forget, like you get nauseous.
Yes.
And it lingers.
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes later, you get up and like aggravated again.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was brutal.
Yeah, hey, that's one of the things where my coach used to tell us in high school, jump up and down. Make sure they're still
right,
there.
Right, exactly. But that'll kill the mood real quick.
Dude.
That's a tough one to bounce back from, man. And then like 20 minutes later when I had recovered, I was like, all right, well, okay, come on. Like, nah.
The moment passed. Man, you can't let no moment pass, man. Especially
really
when you got the kids sleep.
Not these days. The moments are few and far between.
I was looking at my mailbox. The Falcons sent our nets in. The annual.
Oh, yeah. It is Pistachio's Day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy because I usually leave mine here, and they just miraculously somebody takes them. But the 4-year-old Sebastian loves peanuts.
Oh, great.
Loves pistachios and pecans and all that, dude.
Good.
So I'm like, okay, so got somebody that can eat it.
Yeah, bring them home.
He loves them things.
They do. I think it's the Blank. Does Arthur Blank own a pistachio farm or something? Probably.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of businesses.
Yeah.
So they send everybody like a nice tin. It's a big one, too.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old school coffee cans,
man.
You know? That your grandparents would keep stuff in the garage,
mm-hmm.
Full of pistachios, and I take it home because we like pistachios also, and it'll last you the whole year.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of pistachios, man.
He loves them, so I'm like, okay, so got something to maybe wrap it up.
Oh, there you go.
I'm running out of gift ideas.
That's, yeah, just throw a bow on there.
So much stuff in there. So much stuff. And like, and it's like one of the things where do you want to put him out? You can't put him out with that guy. Told her the other day, I said, baby.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture.
I'm like, baby, he's going to get after them damn ornaments. Mm-hmm. And I'd be dang if he ain't getting after them. Getting after him. And the worst part about it is the little hook that he takes them off. Mm-hmm. And I stepped on one this morning.
Oh.
You know.
I have a whole station on our little high bar in our kitchen with super glue and like tape so I can tape stuff in place and super glue it.
Right.
I've repaired no less than 10 ornaments already this year. Just because, you know, he'll grab it and throw it on the ground. And it's like, all right, cool. That was the nice little hand Santa that Lily made when she was 2. Like a really, like, meaningful, one-of-a-kind thing. I was like, well, shouldn't have put it that low. Why'd you put it so low?
Exactly.
It's ornaments and bobbleheads, man. Bobbleheads don't stand a chance in our house.
Really?
The amount of times I've resurrected Tyler Matzik over the last 3 years, I finally had to throw him out.
Yeah, dog.
Tyler Matzik died a tough death.
Eventually, you're like, all right, dog.
I couldn't do it. Like, it broke in a way that I couldn't super glue it back and get it to sit there right overnight and fix it. Like Nick Markakis has been so many surgeries on that guy right now. Like, I don't even know why. At this point, it's just a challenge.
Yeah.
Just to try to keep the bobblehead alive.
Dude. Yeah.
Felix Hernandez.
But he had all
one legged right now.
Damn.
Yeah. I know.
They're rough on them.
I know, they just spike them. <It's> like, they're not made to be played with like that. They're supposed to be on a shelf.
They don't understand that.
That's
an action figure, man.
Exactly. Shouldn't give it to him.
That's an action
figure. That's my
fault.
That's my mistake. All right. We'll get back into a couple of different college football conversations. I know Bo said that he got Brett Yormark's remarks, the AD of the, or sorry, the commissioner of the Big 12, kind of clapping back a little bit at the athletic director of Notre Dame. We'll get there in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40, NFL No Huddle in just a minute.
I'm looking at Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Okay, let's get to the NFL No Huddle
This is
there we go. Sorry.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni responds to the idea of bitching Jalen Hurts. What the hell?
So
hold on, for who?
Right, I don't know, even know who.
What the hell's their backup quarterback?
I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. The only reason I know that this is a thing that's been going on for a few weeks now is because I still follow Hugh on social media, which is highly entertaining.
Like, oh yes, no doubt.
He's just gonna.
He's selling and he hawking broccoli now
selling
too.
Selling weed.
Yeah, hawking broccoli.
Clapping back. That's what
broccoli,
he's doing up there in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
which is great. But, like, I've seen that come up in some of the content. And I don't know if it's his co-host that's saying that they should or whatever. But I guess that's been a thing that's been sort of, like, percolating amongst the Philadelphia media for a couple of weeks now. That they should sit Jalen Hurts
this
down.
This man just won a Super Bowl and MVP.
Super Bowl MVP. Last year.
It ain't even been a year.
No, it was last year.
It ain't been a year.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
I am not. I'm not kidding you. They want him benched, Randy.
You know what? I saw his co-host is the bald dude with the glasses, right?
I believe that's
I
right.
I saw him on TV. They played him on TV.
Were they talking about that, probably?
Yes.
Probably.
Like, get the hell out of here,
Tanner
man.
McKee.
Get the hell out of here.
Tanner McKee.
All right,
McKee.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Get the hell out of here. Watch the whole game, okay? Yes, he threw some, yes, he played like crap. They played like crap. Okay, they played like crap in that game and still almost damn won.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if there's any, like, nuance to the suggestion that maybe he's hurt and needs a little bit of time to get better or whatever, but, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think he's earned the right to have a bad stretch and try to play through it.
Yeah, but, I mean, the pick in the loser game, that was awful pick. The pick that he threw when he fumbled on it was awful pick. A.J. Alligator on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. dropped 2 touchdowns, and the one he did catch, it was a damn penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a damn break, man. Give me a damn break.
Yeah, I know. Like,
just won a damn Super Bowl.
I know.
And
with
MVP.
I look at these other markets and with jealousy.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we had the right to be that stupid.
You know, that's the same thing.
I think about it all the time.
Our great caller, who's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, who always – yeah, only wants to – I would love for this team here, for us to get upset in this city about a damn team – going 500 19 straight years.
All he does is lose in the first round of
can
playoffs.
Can we get to the damn playoffs here?
I would love.
Can we get to the damn playoffs
to have
here?
Champagne problems, man, like that?
I was reading an article this morning, Randy, and it said 22.
22 what?
22 straight seasons.
Above 500.
And I'm like, dude, could you even imagine?
Could you imagine that?
What would we even talk about?
I don't know.
2 years above 500.
One.
22 years, and you complaining? I understand Pittsburgh Steelers are defined by Super Bowls. I understand that.
Of course.
But damn.
Of course. But it exactly. And again, I also agree that it might be time for both parties to sort of go their separate ways, because sometimes organizations and individuals just need a fresh start, and it kind of feels like maybe that's what needs to happen in Pittsburgh. But yeah, no, I can't help but, as we sit here in Atlanta and slog through another one, the eighth straight, where they're not going to be above 500, not make the playoffs. Look at these cities that are complaining about Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
Damn.
Just let that be us. Please.
Please.
Someday. Someday let us complain about things like that. Philip Rivers is back. He has been signed to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts. He needs 650 passing yards to pass Ben Roethlisberger on the all-time list, which is what put him in, got to be top five or something
somewhere
like that, right? Like,
somewhere.
I mean, at this point, he's going to play, right? Do all this.
You're not coming back to waste Phillip's time.
That's
my thing about it. But, Andy, oh, my God, let me pull this up real quick. I love Phillip. You know how I feel about Phillip. I worry about, and I think physically, I mean, mentally, like,
sure.
He's there.
Right.
Fire. They don't go away, Andy. It ain't going away. And I know they said that.
He's slinging it.
I think, yeah. He always said he going. But then I think J.J. Watt was saying that the offense that he's running with his high school team is the same thing
So he's locked in.
Well, I'm not surprised.
He's running Shane's
I'm not
offense.
Surprised. No, Shane's running. They're running Norv's offense.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, running Norv's offense. So, yes, Phillip mastered that offense. He played football at five. Like, it's one thing to It's one thing to be running gasses with a high school team. These are some grown ass men that are trying to put a hold of him. And I'm trying to pull up their schedule because listen to this schedule that the Colts got coming up.
Oh, all God. Right?
Okay. Well,
he's not playing this weekend, so don't worry about the Seahawks.
Okay. They got 49ers.
Oh.
They got the Jaguars.
Okay.
And then they end the season at Houston.
Oh, boy.
At Houston.
Yeah. That's the one where you worry about.
At Houston.
That's where you worry about Phil.
Man, please.
Because those Texans.
I love Mr. Phil. I do love that brother, man. And I want him to be safe. I do. But, man.
At the same time. If Philip Rivers comes back and can do anything and wins a playoff game at 44, it's one of the great stories in NFL
history. Yes.
Like, it really is.
It is. Because
he's out of the league for that long and comes back and wins a playoff
their
game.
Their team is good enough.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what we said from the beginning of the season.
The
if they could just
enough.
Get average quarterback play, they can win. And Daniel Jones was playing obviously well enough to do that.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to do it with whoever the hell. I mean, I don't even know, because their backup, who was their third string.
Yes.
Because Richardson's out, got hurt Sunday too.
Yes, he's hurt.
So they're on to whoever now.
I think it's Rippon.
Ooh, Brett Rippon?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. They're so
never good when that's.
We thought that. That boy from who was the dude that went up to see how looked like ass? The dude from Minnesota looked like trash?
Right.
My goodness, dude.
No, Brosmus, that Brosmer, whatever.
Brosmer? At least Rippon's
Rippon would
played.
Look better than Brosmer.
At least he's played a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, neither one of them.
I'll put some money on that. Hey, join Sports Radio 99 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover. It is your first chance to react to the Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Are you allowed to give up your number mid-season?
No.
Dang it.
No, I don't think so.
So what does he do?
I don't know. He's always worn 17.
And Daniel Jones wore 17.
He wore 17 at NC State.
Yeah, he's always worn 17.
I think, what number is Gunner?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah. No, because that's, yeah, maybe.
11?
Ask Peyton, let him wear 18.
18? 16? Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll switch gears a little bit, talk some college football. We've got Brett Yormark clapping back at Pete Bavakwa. Both fun names to say. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.